There are times it seems as though we have it all figured out, but then it's like we don't. We make beautiful plans, we have beautiful visions, and we just start running with it. We plan with it. We practically make the course of our life around that which we think life should be like. Sometimes it seems as though it's all working according to plan, and we, at that moment, allow ourselves to feel the joy and the gladness that comes with right living. Other nights, it's like the whole world just crumbled down, and all those plans you took years, months, weeks to make just went down, shattered like a fine glass of china ware. And it's like we're taken back to ground zero with no idea on what to do, how to go, where to go, who to turn to, who to speak to, the next step to take. Because at that moment, all you're just feeling is the heart of the plans made falling to the ground. It's the feeling of pain at that moment. You just get lost in it and you just don't know the next thing to do. Many days we wake up and we pray that our day be fruitful. We push ourselves beyond our limits, we go extra mile to just make sure we have a beautiful end. And yes, those days come and everything works out well. Also, so many days it seems like everything is crumbling once again. And at that point, we say, you know what? I can't do this. I can't keep up. I'm done. Many days come, and all we can think of is how to end the whole pain, the whole confusion, the whole limitation, the whole feeling of I am not enough, the whole feeling of I don't think I can survive this earth, the whole feeling of I'm tired and it's not working, the whole feeling of trying continuously, yet not getting results. And then we just think that, you know what, it's just best I let everything go. I mean, life slaps. Life is tough. It could be mean. It could be hard. Yes. And they affect differently. It hits, I mean, real good. And it seems like there's no point staying. At that point, at that minute, at that moment, you're just like, I've given my all to life and it's not giving me the best, so I don't think there's any essence in staying. And yes, I can relate with you. We all can. We've all had to struggle in one way or the other. Is it at our place of work, at school, in our marriages, even in our immediate family? We've all faced pressure that has pushed us to the thinnest of the thinnest lines that could make you feel like, you know what? I don't think any of these things is worth putting in all my efforts for. And bad things happen because I think it's a thing that comes with life. However, life is beautiful and we've all experienced the beauty of life at one point or the other. And at that moment, we allow ourselves to dwell and be saturated in the whole presence of how wonderful life is. Yes, we've faced a lot of challenges and we think life is not worth living. But can you change the narrative for your life? Can you give it all to God and like take a step of faith and hope and fall before the Father on your knees? Yes, I know it seems hard. I know that we all want to see clearly. We all want life to make sense at that instant. But truth be told, there are days you won't be able to see clearly. There are days you might feel like you do not even know what to do next. And at that point, it will feel as though life is about to throw you a dart that he has been throwing since. Instead, he's throwing this with a dragon's fire. And at that moment, you feel like you're about to crumble again and you're about to go back into that sad state. Now, every minute, every hour, every moment, every second you feel that way, and you just take a knee and bow. And when I'm talking of bowing, I'm not just talking about on your knees or by your face, I'm talking about your heart, the posture of your heart. Can you just surrender and submit to God at every instant that you feel you are not enough? At that moment, you might be driving, you might be at work, you might be at home, you might be in class waiting patiently for your lecturer. You might be sitting down on your bed just wondering about what to do. You might be taking a stroll, trying to clear your head. But at that moment, can you just bow and let the Lord know all these things you feel? Can you just tell it all to Him? I mean, release it all to Him. It doesn't matter how you say it and what you said. It's not in the perfection of speech. It's in this moment and the state of your heart. How do you respond to your pain? Can you respond to all this pain and feeling of not being enough by bowing? Open up to God and let Him in. Allow Him to just do His thing in your life. Tell Him exactly how you feel. And allow Him to work with you because He's interested in you. So this moment, can you just take a minute and bow before your Father and let Him be God over your life?